Here's the man who, if he was here, he could taste this Belfast air. But would he be able to taste the music? It's James Wannerton. James, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
James, how on earth do you taste music?
Yeah, there is some serious science behind all of this. What I've got is I've got something called synesthesia. And what that means is that two of my senses are actually joined together, because normally they're not. And in my particular case, what happens is whenever I hear a sound, it could be a voice, it could be a musical instrument, a word, I get an involuntary taste and texture on my tongue, so I can taste music in effect.
So would you be able to sense the difference between sweet music or bitter music?
Yeah, and I think most people can. I mean, that was part of my motivation for joining up with Pringles on this one, because they were going out on the street asking people, playing the music and asking them whether they could taste anything. And surprisingly enough, more people did than didn't. There was only two people that couldn't, if I remember correctly. So there is something in this. It's a bit like when you listen to high tones, you tend to connect those to sweeter sounds rather, or sweeter tastes rather than bitter tastes.
Okay.
Low tones.
Well, I'm going to play you a little bit of music. It's very relevant to today here in Northern Ireland. Okay,
yep.
You may or may not have heard this before. I want you to tell me at the end of it. Last about a minute. I want you to tell me at the end of it whether it's bitter or sweet.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's have a listen. Listen to this tune.
Okay.
Yo, we always say yo at the end of it.
Yo.
James, bitter or sweet?
That was mostly sweet. Now, I'll tell you what I did get, though. A lot of citrus taste in there, and there was also the whistle, for example. There was a lot of whistling in there, and that was giving a very tarty sherbet kind of taste and texture, but it was sweet overall.
I like the idea of it being citrus. If you were to pick a fruit, which fruit would you go for?
It'd have to be, I would imagine it's probably an orange, but an orange that isn't quite there. So it'd be cross between an orange and a lime.
James, you've just proven you are a genius. You know exactly what you're talking about. That is the greatest orange song of them all. Oh. This is the 12th of July in Northern Ireland, and people in the Protestant community will love you for saying it was sweet.
Oh, thank you.
You've passed all the exams, James. Thank you.
No problem.
Cheers, fella. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
That's James Wannerton.